Moncrief on News Talk.
It is, or at least was, a big thing among American kids to create a chain from chewing gum wrappers. It's something Gary Duchel in the US state of Virginia has been doing for some decades. And as a result, he is the owner and creator of the world's longest chain, over 37,000 metres. Gary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
So is this still a thing that's popular among children, or was it kind of more popular years ago?
Oh, it was much more popular years ago. It's still being done, but certainly not to the extent that it was back in the 1960s.
Right. OK. And is it difficult to do? Because I've looked at pictures of your chain of chewing gum wrappers and they look quite colourful.
Yes, I use five different colours of the Wrigley's gum. It's not that difficult to do, but it is time consuming for sure.
Yeah. OK. But it's not so difficult that a child can't learn how to do it.
Oh, no. It's easy. Yeah, it's easy enough to be done. Simply fold and insert the links into each other and create a chain.
Yeah, and when children would do it, Gary, that like what would they use them for? Would they turn them into necklaces or something?
Yes, necklaces, bracelets, all kinds of things can be created. In fact, I made a bra that was auctioned off for breast cancer. So all kinds of things can be done with these gum wrapper chains.
Wow, a bra. Was that difficult to do?
Yes, very difficult to do, but it was auctioned off in Hollywood. And I'm not sure how much it was received for it, but yes, it was time-consuming, but fun to do.
Okay, do you know if anyone wore the bra?
Oh, well, my wife wore it.
And did she? What kind of a review did she give it?
Well, she got her picture in a one of the magazines, so promotional magazines.
Okay, well, that's a hell of a job. That's not something you hear every day, that's for sure. And the long chain you have now, when did you start making that?
60 years ago, March 11th, 1965.
My word. And how old were you then, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 14 at the time, and in grade 9 in high school.
And you just kept adding to it all the time?
Yes. Started in high school. All of the kids in the school were saving me wrappers to encourage me to see how long I could get it. And all the years I was in high school, I kept adding on to it. And yes, the longest in the class, longest in the school, longest in the city, and now longest in the world.
And all the time, because I assume life was going on for you as well, parallel to all this, that, you know, you had a career and family and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yes. Very, very busy career. But it's something that I do in my relaxation time, watching television. Much like someone would sit and sew, I would sit and fold and insert gum wrappers into my chain.
Right, yeah, because it kind of made me think that it's like something we'd do in that, like knitting, perhaps. But
yes.
So you you must find it quite soothing then to do anyway.
Yes, relaxing, soothing, and gratifying when I check it and see how long I can get it and measure it and send it to Guinness. And it's a lot of fun.
And so as it started, you know, as it got substantially, as it was getting longer and longer, did you have to put a lot of thought into storage for the chain so it didn't get tangled, for instance?
Oh, yes. I designed plexiglass display cases, foot and a half by 3 feet. And I've made about 25 of them, and I have 23 of them filled. So,
and do you know? Well, I suppose you'd have an approximate idea of the length of each piece of chain in each plexiglass holder, then.
Oh, it's one chain altogether.
Yeah,
yeah, and yes, the length at last measurement was 37,379 meters.
Now, measuring it, Gary, what does that involve?
Oh, that is extremely time-consuming. Registered land surveyors have to come out and measure it 25 feet at a time and record it and then certify it at the end so that I can send it away to Guinness along with the pictures and witness the statements. And it's a quite involved process, that's for sure.
And the chain itself, you know, do you have to be careful that you don't, I assume you have to be careful you don't break it. Can they be quite delicate?
No, they're not delicate. In fact, I did an experiment on it, and I can lift 5 pounds of weight with the chain without it breaking. Yeah.
Okay, that's very impressive. So you've been doing this all these years, but I assume at a certain point in all this, you thought, "Hang on, maybe I've got a record here." Is that how that happened?
Yes, 30 years ago. My wife and I were at a Ripley Museum in Niagara Falls and saw a giant gum wrapper chain. And she said, "Boy," she said, "you've dwarfed that." So I looked into it and found out there was actually a Guinness World Record for it. So I set out and beat that 30 years ago.
Ah, and at the time, then the record holder was longer than your chain at that point.
Yeah, the record holder was 7,400 feet at that time.
And how long were you at that point?
I was about 5,000 feet.
Oh, so did it take you long then to catch up with that and then exceed it?
Yes, it took me a couple of years to collect enough wrappers and make sure that I did exceed that amount by double. So
yeah, and so you've continued this process. You keep beating your own record.
Yes, I set a new record every day.
So are there other people in the world who are thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind having a go at that gum wrapper chain record? And then they go, "Oh God, Gary's done it again." Are you breaking hearts around the world, Gary?
I have had people contact me, email me and say, "Hey, I'm catching up to you." And I say, "Good, keep going. But remember, as soon as you reach the length that I am now, I'll be far ahead of it."
Now, where do you get the wrappers from?
People send me wrappers from all over the world.
Really?
Yeah, and one of the biggest contributors of wrappers is actually Rosie O'Donnell.
Huh.
Yeah, she had me on her show and gave me as a result, my wife and I, 3 cases of Wrigley's gum. So that was a few thousand wrappers right there.
Right.
And, hopefully she's listening because I know she's moved to Ireland now. And,
she has indeed. Rosie, yes. You could do with some more. But do people just send you the wrappers, Gary, or did they send you the intact packet with the chewing gum inside it?
No, it's mainly just the wrappers. However, Wrigley's has sent me encouragement as well and gum with the wrappers. So, and they are by far the biggest contributor is Wrigley's themselves. William Wrigley even signed the chain for me. So They're appreciative of the fact that I've used only Wrigley wrappers in this chain.
And is the design of the Wrigley's wrapper best suited to creating a chain, or could you use various brands?
Oh, you can use any brand. It's just the brand that I grew up with, enjoyed in high school, and have shown a loyalty to them, and it's paid off.
Yeah, and do you eat a lot of chewing gum, or chew a lot of chewing gum, I should say?
Not near as much as I used to, but as I say, Wrigley's keeps sending me gum, so I have to keep chewing it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's probably relaxing as well.
Yes.
Though I understand it can give you shock and constipation if you do it too much. Gary, congratulations and keep up the good work. That's Gary Duchel there. I was going to say the current world record holder, but it sounds like he's always going to be the world record holder.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.